Hey, thanks for joining me. I'm Gabbin Gale, and this is a Gale Foley Show where I interview people sharing their success stories and their passion, inspiring you on your journey to success. And in between interviews, I'll share motivational moments, always cheering you on as you achieve your mission. So be sure to subscribe to my channel, The Gale Foley Show, and hit me up on Twitter at Gale Foley, hashtag Gabbin Gale. So speaking of Gabbin, let's get on with it. Hey, it's Gale Foley here, known as Gabbin Gale. If it's your first time tuning in, thank you so much for coming aboard and listening to me. You're probably wondering, what is Gabbin Gale all about? Well, here's the deal. I have been in the business world for a long, long time. I actually started working when I was 13, picked black raspberries, never again in the hot Ohio sun. And then I went a little further with my experience and became a babysitter. Then on to being a secretary, a network marketer, a timeshare salesperson, telemarketer, video store clerk, carpenter, caseworker. I could go on and on. I've had a vast career out there in the business world. And over the last several years, I have provided service to businesses to help grow their business. Last year, I embarked on a plan to learn how to spread the business in a bigger, faster way. And I embarked on an adventure of learning internet marketing. Well, I'm here to tell you that that wasn't a perfect fit for me. However, I was blessed to go to a mastermind event in Nashville in September and met Sam Crowley, who introduced me to podcasting. Shortly after that, I met one of his students, Chris Gilbertson, and between the two of them, I decided that this was my path, was podcasting. And because I wanted to share the word of others and help grow other people's businesses through the services that I've been doing, I thought this was a perfect platform to continue my mission on helping make a difference. So now what I do is every day, Monday through Thursday, I share my life lessons, my experiences. I talk about trending things. I'll talk about my family. I'll talk about the weather. I'll talk about, you know, whatever, because I am Gabbin Gale. And then on Fridays, I actually interview someone that wants to share their success stories. I truly believe that everyone on their journey has a success story, but not everyone gets to be heard, and I think everyone should be heard. And that's how I help grow people's business, because what we do then, after we have the interview, is we share it with our social media contacts. I share it with mine, they share it with theirs, and it just is wonderful to experience this. So today, I want to talk about collaboration, about team. But before I do that, I got to share this with you. This is funny. Yesterday, my broadcast, my show, was about my words of wisdom with Dr. Wayne Dyer. I do that on Wednesday. So I didn't share with you what happened to me on April Fool's evening. I had actually made it through the whole day without having anyone even attempt to play an April Fool's joke on me, which I thought was awesome because my youngest daughter always gets me, and sometimes in a very scary way. The one year she told me that she was delivering my granddaughter, it was a month early. I fell for it. So I really was just like in hog heaven. I made it through the day. I'd called my granddaughter, wished her happy birthday, made plans to go and visit her to celebrate her birthday. She's an April Fool's child, but does not practice April Fool's on other people. So it gets to be about 8:30 in the evening, and my daughter sends me a text message or calls me. I think she calls me, which, okay, the alert signals, the alarms went off. Be careful, be careful. So she asked me if I have a garment bag that I can loan them for my granddaughter's travel on a field trip starting on Wednesday. And so, okay, we've got one. When I get off the phone, my husband says, well, is that an April Fool's joke? I said, I don't know where the benefit of asking for a garment bag would be an April Fool's joke, so I don't think so. Well, then I get a text, and the text reads, OMG, Todd's doing our taxes, and we owe $9,500. I'm moving to Canada. Okay, every year my daughter does have to pay taxes because she owns her own business, and that's how they take care of it at the end of each year. Well, I saw this number, I wrote her back, and I said, okay, I believe this is an April Fool's joke because this is ridiculous. So she writes back, well, you know, I had to try, laugh. Anyway, she says, Todd will be over a little later to get the garment bag. Will that be okay? My husband says, no, let's us take it over. Well, he wanted me to play an April Fool's joke on them and tell them we were coming over and then not take it over. And I says, no. My granddaughter's stressed because she right now is recovering from an injury that she received in soccer. She's on crutches, and so this is rather stressful that she's leaving home and going on this field trip with her classmates, and she's going to have to be on crutches and in a wheelchair. So I don't want to stress the family out any more than they already are. So we took the garment bag over, and I walk in, and I go over, and my granddaughter's in a recliner, and she's working on her homework, and I reach down, and I give her a big hug. And when I get done, she says, could you hand me my water bottle, Grandma? I says, sure. So I hand her the water bottle. She goes, ew, there's something in it. And I take it, and it looks like two little baby tapeworms in her water. So I'm freaking out. My husband goes, oh, my goodness. And I take it to my daughter, and she says, Todd, where did you get this water from for Alex? And then I realized it was an April Fool's joke. They were those little things you get from a magic store. You add water and they blow up. My granddaughter was just, she was so happy to got Grandma and Grandpa. And she says, I learned from the best. And so she did from my daughter, her mother. And evidently she'd also got her dad that morning by spraying him with invisible ink on his way out the door. So now I have to put up more barriers on April Fool's Day because the daughter has become the one I gotta avoid. So anyway, just thought I have to share that for you. If you have a great April Fool's story, please send that to me. Do a comment at the bottom of the show. I'd love to hear it. But what came to me today to talk about is the word team, because Alex was hurt when she went out to play soccer the other day, and she's been waiting for like 2 to 3 years for her school to have soccer. She's loved soccer since she was about 4 years old. So it was very crushing that she's not going to be able to continue her season. So mom and her are coming home, and Alex pulls out the team permission slip for getting their pictures taken as a team, and she says, I'm not going to need this anymore. And she starts to rip it up. And my daughter says, No, Alex, you're not going to tear that up. You're still part of this team. You're still going to suit up for every game. You're still going to sit on the sidelines. You're going to travel with the bus. You are still part of this team. And that, to me, spoke volumes of where our mindset should be when it comes to collaboration, because the word team stands together, everyone achieves more. Now, I first heard that terminology when I was in actively doing my network marketing company, because you build teams, you build an organization. And so you have leverage, because if I'm presenting a program and I need help, then I look to my team to support me, collaboration. My friend the other day that started this exercise program, she talks about collaboration. When I do my interviews, that's a collaboration. So we really do, believe it or not, go through life as a team, whether we play sports or we don't play sports, or we have a family, we're sort of a team member of that family. But it's not necessarily being actively participating in the sport. I mean, look at my granddaughter. She will be very much a part of that team by cheering them on, by being there to support them, by being on that bench when something's going on and giving that young lady next to her that sort of discouraged at the last round of goals that didn't work out. She can be there and give them that support. It is another process for her to grow into being a very giving teammate, which she is. That's sometimes a little bit of our concern. She's not real aggressive on the field. She's extremely good in her game. She's got this left kick, which is what made her have an injury. But she would rather have a teammate get that and get the glory than to go after herself. So sometimes she backs off when she should move forward. But when it comes to business, whether you're an entrepreneur and you're looking to build that mastermind group to help you move your idea and your passion along, or whether it's being in a networking company or a team company or a company that has a team environment. There are a lot of companies now that understand the power of teams, because when you put people together as teams and not necessarily to compete with one another like you do on the field, but just bringing people together as a team and giving them a project to work together, they become very prideful of the project that they do together. And the product and the fun of being part of a team is so, it's just invigorating. When I was in the middle of my internet and my network marketing business, and I had team meetings every single week, and we had these collaborations, and we would go do these things, it was absolutely fabulous. I mean, I looked forward to it every day. We did games that would give us insight to how we could be better team players for helping one another. There's always a way that if you reach out to say to someone, hey, let's put this together. You are a team. You don't have to have a monumental group of people to have a team. Now, I know if you're building an organization, you want a huge team. But you know what? If you really look down inside your organization, whether it's big or small, you're going to find the ones that are really aligned with you are the ones supporting you, because they're a team player. You always have to have leaders on a team. But if you don't have team players, who are you leading? So I just wanted to express to people that, you know, one of my favorite quotes is, never mind what others do. Do better than yourself. Beat your own record from day to day and you are a success. And this is written by a William J.H. Butker. What it means is when you're in a team, you really aren't competing with the people on your team. You don't really need to understand where their level of success is going. You just do better for yourself, and that helps your team. If you're always looking at a teammate going, well, look at him, he just got three new sales over here, or so-and-so just added three new members to her team and over here. Well, you know, if you're doing that, you're not really helping your team. You need to focus on growing yourself, which then helps your team have more success. So together, everyone achieves more. So when you're out and about and you're looking to grow and you want to have that expansion in your business, you want to have that expansion in your organization, you might look at the team framework and see if you really do have that kind of analogy going on, or that kind of framework going on in your organization. And speaking of organization, I'm going to do a station break right now because I am my own organization right now. Of course, I wouldn't. You are my team, my listeners, my guests on my interviews. And if you want to find out more about my guests, you can go to thegailfoleyshow.com. If you want to know more about how I'm doing this, you can go to my resource page. But most importantly, I would love for you to share my shows, to give me comments, to go to iTunes and subscribe and give me a 5-star review. That would help me incredibly. That helps my rankings. Every time you listen, that helps me grow. As I grow, I bring more audience to my guests, and who knows, you might be someone I interview someday. Wouldn't you like to have a huge audience? So that's my station break. So as we go throughout life, there are going to be times where we feel like we're an island all by ourselves, and that there's nobody there that's going to help us, that we are just at that place, and that's where we're going to be forever. And that's not true. I've been there by myself, and I've been there with teams. And I'll never forget when I was putting my magazine together in upstate New York, I was so in love with what I was doing. And I really thought I had a team behind me with the people that I worked with. Unfortunately, they didn't think the same way as me. They didn't like it when I started making more money than they were making, and it was a printing company. And pretty soon we disconnected, but it was so sad because together we were really making an absolute huge difference in that community that did not have any business publication. And when I brought my ideas to them, they were all on board, and we collaborated, and we put it together, and we launched it together, and it was fabulous, and it was a team. We were doing it together, and we were celebrating together. But then they got greedy, and it was just, they felt they could do it by themselves, and they decided they would just be a two-man team. And my son-in-law said the last time he saw the magazine, he says, it was so much better when you did it. Well, it was because I cared about it. I cared about the people that were my advertisers. They only cared about their bottom line. So when you are the leader of a team, you're part of a team, make the focus about the people on the team and working together as a team. Because together, everyone achieves more. And if we embrace that, believe that, and orchestrate that in our different daily things that go on, being it a meeting or a project that needs to be done or starting a business, keep that in mind, that when you gather the right people together as a team, number one, it is so much more fun. It is invigorating. It will take you to heights you maybe never expected to go. And it's so much more rewarding, and not just in the financial realm of things. So I'm losing my voice. This is my third interview. This is my third podcast for the day. I was just interviewed by my great friend Caroline Gavin with PurposefulPathway.com. So if you want to tap into that call, that was fabulous yesterday. It was fabulous today. I'm losing it. My voice is going, my mind's going at the same time. So take care until next time. And remember, team, together, everyone achieves more. Bye-bye. All right, that's a wrap on today's show. Remember, let's connect on Twitter at Gail Foley, hashtag GabandGail. And remember, you can visit thegailfoleyshow.com to subscribe to my channel so you won't miss a single inspirational moment. And please remember to share this with all your social media connections so that we can spread the word on something that might help someone else in their journey to success. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Gab and Gail asking you to do me one big favor. Pass on a smile today. It's contagious, you know. You'll make a difference in someone's life. Bye-bye.